In just 4 short days, the 2010 election season will be in the hands of voters. In recent years, voters in the South Shore town of Plymouth have been pretty good at predicting the winner. The town voted for Mitt Romney for governor in 2002. He won. For Deval Patrick as governor in 2006. He won. And for Scott Brown in the U.S. Senate election in January. And Brown won. Morning Edition will broadcast live from Plymouth on Monday as we try to take the pulse of voters there in this election. So this morning, we speak with an independent voter from Plymouth.
I've always been active in politics, whether it was in Plymouth or someplace else in the world. It fascinates me, and I really think that's the way the democracy operates in terms of energy.
That is Alba Thompson, age 92, a first-generation American. She was a one-time aide to General Douglas MacArthur, a teacher, the first woman on the Plymouth Select Board, and the first woman to chair the board. We sat down with Alba this week and asked her to sum up this year's campaign in the state and across the country.
Awful. Woeful. It seems to me they seem to be dealing with emotions, personal approaches rather than the issues. There seems to be a great deal of extreme presentations, which are alien to me. You know, how reasonableness would be better for me.
You mean negative advertising? Is that what you're talking about?
Negative everything. Yeah, I think there's, generally speaking, they are reflecting an erosion of ethics in the whole country, frankly.
Issue-wise, is there one issue that you're most concerned about in this campaign?
Oh, I think you'd have to be really out there on a planet all by yourself if you didn't think jobs and the economy was not the main issue.
And from your point of view, how's Massachusetts, how's the Plymouth area holding up?
If you believe all the little signs, reasonably well, given a rather dire situation for the whole country at this point. That, to me, is indicative of an un-American view of the future. Frankly, you know, if there isn't hope in this country, where would you find it?
So from your point of view, all the pessimism being expressed, all the dire warnings being expressed, you can't turn on the TV without somebody saying something's coming to an end in all the political advertising. You find that to be distasteful and un-American.
And deleterious. I'm a hopeful person. I've always been an optimist, I'm sure. Anybody who was born into an immigrant family and the whole family had to fight its way up, you know, from that to something more substantial, would certainly think that this country offers a great deal.
Given all this, I wonder which way you're leaning when it comes to pulling the lever.
Yeah, I am that awful term, unenrolled in Massachusetts, an independent with a small I, guess, in Massachusetts. So I can move around and try to find the man or the woman with the best qualifications and intelligence, all of that, you know. At the moment, it's Patrick, but I must say that it has really been for me a closeness to watch them in the debates and so on. I think Baker's a very good debater, and he has plenty of background that would and experience that would lend him to be wise. I find that in Cahill, too, but Cahill isn't showing up that well in the polls. And what's the name of the woman, Stein? I like her. I like her a lot. But, oh, my gosh, she really has – there's no hope that she's going to make it, you know?
That's the view of independent voter, 92-year-old Alba Thompson of Plymouth. Morning Edition will be broadcasting from Plymouth on Monday, and we'll hear from voters of all stripes then. Again, that's coming Monday morning on Morning Edition.